WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. Your girl, Madison Lane here, ready to dive into some serious self-love because, let's be real, sometimes that inner critic can get a little out of hand. We're talking about practicing self-compassion without feeling guilty about it, okay? Think about it. We give our friends hugs when they're down, offer words of encouragement, and celebrate their wins, right? But when we stumble, when life throws us a curveball, how do we treat ourselves? Often the inner voice turns into a harsh judge. You know that feeling, ugh, why did I do that? Or I'm such an idiot. Well, newsflash. That's not cool. Today, we're ditching the guilt trip and embracing a powerful mindset shift. Self-compassion isn't about being self-indulgent or making excuses. It's about treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, just like we would treat someone we truly care about. And guess what? That actually makes us stronger, more resilient, and capable of handling life's challenges with grace. So how do we ditch the guilt and embrace self-compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your humanness. Ever felt like you're the only one messing up? Like everyone else has it perfectly figured out? Let me tell you, that's a myth. We all make mistakes. We all have moments of doubt and insecurity. It's part of being human. Accepting this truth is the first step to treating ourselves with kindness, not judgment. 2. Practice active self-talk. Those inner voice whispers, we can rewire them. Instead of berating yourself for a slip-up, try phrases like, okay, that didn't go as planned. What can I learn from this? Or it's okay to feel frustrated. This is temporary. Remember, your words have power to choose kindness. 3. Shift your focus. Remember that time you got super stressed over a small detail? We've all been there. Sometimes our focus gets trapped in the negative. Try shifting your attention to something positive. A beautiful sunset, a good book, or even just taking a deep breath and appreciating the moment. 4. Embrace imperfection. Perfection is an illusion. It's unattainable and honestly, it sets us up for failure. Instead of striving for some imaginary ideal, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your small wins and acknowledge your efforts. 5. Be kind to yourself. You wouldn't expect your best friend to constantly beat themselves up, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one. Remember, you deserve it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying out a new recipe. You're following the instructions carefully, but everything seems to be going wrong. The cookies are flat, the sauce is too watery, and the cake won't rise. You start feeling discouraged, frustrated even. But then, you take a step back. Remember that cooking takes practice and tell yourself, hey, it's okay. I'll learn from this experience and try again. You clean up the kitchen, take a deep breath, and decide to experiment with something else. That's self-compassion in action. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but by practicing self-compassion, you can navigate them with grace and resilience. Don't beat yourself up for the missteps, learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Self-compassion isn't just a feel-good concept, it's a powerful tool for personal growth and happiness. So, ditch the guilt, embrace your humanity, and treat yourself with the kindness you deserve. And remember, you're doing amazing, just the way you are. Ready to take action. Start by identifying one area where you tend to be hard on yourself. Then, consciously choose to replace those negative thoughts with self-compassionate ones. Share your experience in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And as always, remember to subscribe and join us for more Stoic wisdom that can help you live a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.